This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a New York adoption agency gets some good legal news. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Since 1965, New Hope Family Services has been successfully placing children in married families with a mother and a father. The Christian nonprofit doesn't receive public funding. If a same-sex couple or even an unmarried opposite-sex couple wants to adopt a child, they have made a practice to refer that couple to one of the 130 other adoption providers in New York. In the fall of 2018, the New York Office of Child and Family Services, OCFS, gave a favorable review of New Hope, but the OCFS issued an ultimatum to New Hope that it must violate its religious beliefs or close its adoption services for its policy prioritizing the placement of children it serves in homes with a married mother and father. New Hope filed a lawsuit against the state officials claiming that the state was violating a state law from 2013, which prohibits discrimination against adoption applicants based on sexual orientation or marital status. United States District Court Judge May DeAugustino issued the preliminary injunction against the New York Office of Child and Family Services enforcement of its discriminatory policy. The judge stated that the state's behavior demonstrates some animosity towards particular religious beliefs against the adoption agency, New Hope Family Services. Judge DeAugustino wrote that, while not all of the evidence discussed weighs in favor of the finding of hostility when viewed individually, the totality of the evidence indicates that Section 421.3D, as promulgated and enforced by the OCFS, is not neutral and appears to be based on some hostility towards New Hope's religious beliefs. Liberty Counsel's founder Matt Staver said that this is a great decision in favor of religious freedom and protecting the well-being of precious children. New Hope Family Services has fully placed children in loving homes with a married mother and father for more than 50 years. Faith-based organizations should not have to choose between their religious beliefs and their mission to help children and families. We must end this discrimination with a favorable ruling at the High Court. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.